Hey there, sexy. Happy Sunday. It's the first not safe for work of the month. And you know what that means. It's time for Naughty Gets It at Night. That monthly show where you ask me naughty questions. And I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions, so let's just jump right into it. Let me find my glasses, too, so I can actually read these. Oh, it's so much better. All right, the first question I have is from Pame. Pame asks, I actually have a lot of questions, but I'll only make it two for now. One not safe for work and one that's more technical. Well, the first one is, how would you describe how an orgasm feels? Like, I need to know a description to visualize. Are you talking like just, I guess what you're talking about, a male orgasm? Okay, yeah, I can do that. The second one is, do the not safe work, oh, that's the more technical one, yeah. Do the not safe work audios take longer to edit than the safe work? How much time do you spend editing each one, on average? Thank you, and thank you for what you do. It's actually an art, if you ask me. I appreciate that. Stay safe. Thank you so much, Pame. I guess I'll start with the easier question, which is, how long does it take to edit? Not safe work versus safe work. It's probably about an hour, hour and a half for a not safe for work, typically. On average, about an hour, hour and a half of editing. Recording can take anywhere up to an hour to get a not safe for work. Sometimes longer. It depends. A lot of that's just like me building the situation, getting into the headspace. So just also like a lot of the times it's me, I don't know, trying to like really visualize and like build the situation. I think that's what takes the longest, is really building what I want. And then once I have it in my head and I like really know it, then I can like execute on it. But I think it's really like getting everything, especially the feeling of it. I think the feeling's so important. Like I gotta really feel it before I do it. And then the editing for it is, yeah, it's about an hour, which isn't terrible. Honestly, safe works take me about 30 minutes, so it's just like twice the time for a safe work. So not terrible. How's an orgasm feel like? For a man, an orgasm, it starts, I think, with this like sensation of pleasure that like you just kind of feel running through your whole dick. It's just like this pulsing, warm sensation, and it gets like more and more and more intense to the point where you just can't hold it back anymore. Like you just like, it's almost like a release. Like you just feel all this pleasure coming surging out of you, and it's just like, it's like a pulsating it's like a pulsating kind of pleasure. And it's just, yeah, it's, it like builds, and then just like erupts, and like you just feel this like I don't know, it's just like this release. Yeah, but it definitely starts slow. Like you can feel it beginning. And then as you just like give into the feeling more and more, you can just feel it getting like more and more intense until the point where you just can't hold it back anymore. And then you just have to like, it just happens. So yeah, I hope that's a good visualization. I hope that makes sense. Thank you, Pommy, for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see, Miss Dommy Mommy asks, hey Kay, firstly, I love your voice, it's so yummy, I appreciate that. Moving on, I have some would you rather questions since you seem to like them a lot. I do like them a lot. Alright, let's see. The first one I have is, would you rather only have kinky sex or romantic sex? It's so hard. I think I'm going to say romantic sex. I mean, I love kinky sex, don't get me wrong. I love all of it, but yeah, there's something about romance. Yeah, there's something about romance. I can't give that up. Would you rather play dirty question games or act out naughty fantasies? Naughty fantasies, immediately naughty fantasies. I can find out your dirty questions in a naughty fantasy. Tie you to a chair and ask you them. But if I just ask you questions, I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not going to get the naughty fantasies out, will I? So, has to be naughty fantasies. I can get the dirty questions however I want. And lastly, Would you rather undress your partner with your hands or with your teeth? Oh, teeth. But I'm going to tear things. You're not going to get your clothes in a recoverable state if I use my teeth. Well, for some of it. I mean, if I'm patient, I could probably not do too much damage. Yeah, depends on the type of underwear, type of shirt, type of pants. I could take off jeans with my mouth, I think. I can definitely do the top button. I can do the zipper. Oh, I could totally take off jeans with my pants, with my teeth. I can take off a shirt with my teeth. I can undo a bra with my teeth. Take off panties with my teeth. Yeah, I can do everything with my teeth. I don't think... What could I not do? Corset would be hard. Each of the clasps, that'd be tricky. Stockings would be challenging, but I'm up for a challenge. Yeah, I could do everything with my teeth. I don't need my hands. Yeah, they're really just accessories. If I could do everything with my teeth, I would. Thank you so much for the questions, Miss Dommy Mommy. I really, really, really appreciate them. Okay, let's see. The next question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, are you going to do No Nut November this year? And if so, how are you going to record the finishes for your Not Safe Works during No Nut November? So yes, I am. I don't know. I've done it for the last, I don't even know, 3 years, I think, at this point. Maybe even longer. I know at least since 2019, I've done No Nut November in some capacity. And yeah, so this month, there are a couple audios that I recorded in advance, knowing that this month was coming up. So any audio, any Not Safe Work that has a finish to it, you can know that that wasn't recorded this month. That was recorded last month, or I think there was one that was recorded as far back as, I want to say September, I believe. I have to go and look, but I think it was September. But yeah, everything else was recorded this month, so there's a lot of teasing in store for this month. There's a lot of interesting dynamic play audios and some interesting tease audios I have planned for this month, so it's going to be fun. Not only for me, but definitely for you. So, yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for the questions, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, another No Nut November question. Anonymous asks, I just wanted to ask if you could please do a failing No Nut November audio. I'm sure I recorded that before this month. I would have done one, but it would definitely have been recorded outside of the month. I really try to do the whole month without coming. It's hard, but I think it's like it's a fun internal, like, discipline, mental exercise, especially considering that I do Not Safe Works twice a week. It's a challenge, and I kind of like challenging myself. But yeah, I don't know. There is an audio coming out on the last day of the month, which I guess I could do a failing No Nut November audio then. I had something else in mind, but we'll see. We'll see what happens on the day. But yeah, thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what's the shortest time it's ever taken you to have an orgasm? Because there's certain audios of yours that can get me in 15 seconds. Which audios are those? I would love to know. The shortest I've ever taken for an orgasm. I definitely come like sub a minute. Definitely if I haven't come in a really long time, i.e. like this month, or there's like a lot of teasing, just like brutal teasing, I could come very quickly. Those are like the two ways I can come very quickly. But yeah, if you're like very determined to make me come, you could probably make me come very quickly, which is a matter of me having self-control. I feel like that's like the biggest restraint for me coming, because like I could definitely feel the desire to come very quickly. It's just about stemming that and that feeling and not giving into it too quickly, you know. It's all about like my self-control more than anything, whether I come or not. Because yeah, like it's hard not to come, especially when you're fucking someone, because it just feels so good. You just you want to come, but you're holding it back because you want them to come and you want to give them pleasure and you want to have like this experience with them. So you like control your own orgasm to build like a longer experience with them. So yeah, I could definitely come quickly. It's just a matter of if I want to or not. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, I just need to know the answer to this question. How should a man eat a pussy? Should he start slowly or immediately dig in and go ballistic? How would you personally eat a woman out? Thank you, Kay. I wouldn't immediately go ballistic. I think you have to start slowly. You have to prime a pussy. You gotta like, I love kissing her inner thigh, kissing down her legs, upper legs, kissing her belly. Just like work your way around the area. I love putting my face really close where she feels my breath on her. Like you really just want to tease. I think teasing's so important. I think building anticipation is huge. Like you want to make it so she wants you to bury your face into it. Like you have to, yeah, I think it's all about just like, it's about building it, building up the sensation and building up the pleasure. Cause you could dive in and go ballistic, but I don't think that's going to be as enjoyable as if you just start slowly and like, and then you like, and then, you know, like you just kind of like work your way slowly into it. And then once you like build up like tempo and suction and everything, then you can start going quicker. But it's all about just like easing your way into it. At least that's my opinion. Yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate that. Let's see. Cloudy2904 asks, hey Kay, so there's been a dream of mine since I started following you, which has been for the last 5 years. Wow. Thank you for following me for the past 5 years. I really, really, really appreciate that. That means a lot. I always get blown away when people tell me they've been following me for years. It makes me feel like I'm doing a good job. So I love hearing that. Thank you so much. I have a few questions for you. I want to try anal, but I'm afraid that my partner would stuff his penis in without preparation. Should I tell him how that would terrify me and I'm afraid of that? Oh, for sure. I think anal could feel amazing. It could feel so good, but it's all about preparation. It's something that you have to prepare for. So I would definitely do it with a partner that you trust. And you should definitely have a conversation with them before you try it. And, like, do prep work. Butt plugs. Things of that nature. Tons of lube. Fingers. Like, you really got to work your way up to having, like, a dick enter you. Because that is a sizable upgrade of in terms of size entering you. So definitely fingers, toys, plugs. I think plugs are great. Plugs are wonderful. And have them do that long before they ever consider trying to enter you with their dick. That way you can build up like the feeling and knowing how much it hurts and just kind of knowing your body better so that when you actually have anal sex, it'll feel like it'll be a great experience instead of like a terrible one. Because it's always tragic when I hear stories about people who tried anal but it was the wrong partner or they did the wrong way and then now they're just like, I'm never doing anal again. It's terrifying. Because it doesn't have to be terrifying. It could be amazing and wonderful. It's a matter of prep work. So what I recommend to a lot of people is doing anal play solo. That way you can understand your body and understand how, you know, how it feels and like build yourself up so that when you do include a partner into it, you can tell them very clearly, like, what you do like, what you don't like, how you want it to be handled. And it makes that conversation way easier. So I hope that helps. But definitely pick a person you trust and definitely have the conversation beforehand before you just jump right into it. And if you aren't ready or you feel like, this is scary right now and you don't want to do it, you could always say no. You could always be like, not today. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you should never feel guilty or bad about deciding that this isn't the time. So whatever the time is right, you'll know the time is right. And definitely just trust your instincts and trust yourself. So, yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Cloudy. And thank you for following me for all these years. I really, really, really appreciate it. I hope I answered your question, at least to the fullest extent. I really appreciate it. All right, let me see. Samantha asks, hey, Kay. So I understand what the LG side of a DDLG dynamic could give the LG, since that side is what I identify with. What do you as a DD get out of it? I know the answer is different for everyone, but I'm just curious about you specifically. Thank you for everything you do. So what do I get out of being a dominant, especially like a daddy dominant? I think the big ones is the ability to provide the safety, I think, is huge. I think being a straight dominant for me is satisfying, but I think there's another level of satisfaction in a daddy dominant in the sense of like, it lets me be softer, one, which I like. I prefer to be softer if I can be. Like, I don't want to be, I don't know, I think there's something beautiful about soft dominance. I think that's like gentle dominance. I think it's so much, there's a power there that I really enjoy. Because it's like a soft, caring, guiding, kind of nurturing dominance, which I think is not to say that it's healthier, but I think there's like a healthiness to it that I really enjoy. And I think there's something healing in it for me specifically. I think it's the idea that I get to care for someone in that way and protect someone in that way and be like this like beautiful safe space, like not only sexually but in like other ways too. Like I'm just this beacon of safety and security. I think I really enjoy being like a protector. I think that's something that really speaks to me. And I think being a daddy dominant has that level of being like someone's armor, someone's protection in a way that I think I don't really find in other dynamics. Like I've been a dominant, I've done pet play, I've done like all these different forms of dynamic play. And I always come back to DDLG because it's just a dynamic of just like, it's such a protective dynamic. And I think that's what I love about it. I think that's, for me as the dominant, I think that's really what it is. I think it's the ability to be soft and gentle in my dominance, which I really like. And I think too, it's that protection aspect and being able to be like protective of someone in that way really speaks to me. So yeah, I think that's what I got out of it, Samantha. That's a really good question. I really appreciate you asking it. Thank you so much. Let's see. Anna Banana asks, hey Kay, has a partner ever accidentally called you daddy in public or in front of other people? How did you react and how did they react? Thank you and have a great day. The only time I could really think about, and maybe this has happened more than just once, but the only time I could really think about where it really comes to mind is when I was in college. I was dating a girl in college and she called me daddy in front of my friends. And she was super embarrassed. she was really, really, really embarrassed. I played it off. I didn't really care. I didn't mind her doing it. I wasn't embarrassed, but she was immediately super embarrassed that she did that, that she let it slip. And she was very, she was very worried that my friends had heard. I don't think they heard. I don't think they even picked up on it. But yeah, that was the only time I can think of. I don't think it's ever happened besides that. But yeah, I didn't really mind. I wasn't embarrassed. So yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anna Banana. I really, really, really appreciate it. Dolly asks, if you had to get rid of one of these three, which one would it be? That rhymes. Blowjob, handjob, or sex? Handjob, blowjob, or sex? I might shock everyone and say blowjob here. I might say blowjob. I really like, I don't know. I mean, I love blowjobs, don't get me wrong. Hand jobs could be super intimate, though. Like, you could have a really intimate hand job. That's so fucking hard. I'm not getting rid of sex, obviously. That's crazy. Between hand job or blow job. Yeah, I don't know. Because I can make out with you while you give me a hand job. I can't make out with you when you give me a blow job. You can give me a hand job from behind. Like, there's just so many, like, intimate ways you can have a hand job. Like, blowjob is just one configuration. I feel like a hand job is just so much more versatile. Yeah, I'm gonna get rid of blowjob. I know that's gonna blow everyone's mind. No pun intended, but yeah, definitely. I'm gonna get rid of blowjob. Keep hand job and sex. I know, shocker. Didn't expect that one, did you? But yeah, I think you could have way more interesting hand jobs, and blowjob kind of comes in one configuration. It's good. I'm not gonna say it's like it's great. It's wonderful, but it's just like a single configuration. Whereas hand job is like, yeah, I think a hand job is like a Swiss Army knife, and like a blowjob is like a screwdriver. And like a screwdriver is great; it'll always get the job done. But you can be super creative with a Swiss Army knife. You can do a bunch of different things with that. That's how sex is. Sex is like a Swiss Army knife. You can just like do it in so many different ways. So yeah, I'm going to get rid of blowjob. Thank you so much for the question, Dolly. I really, really, really appreciate it. I think we got time for one more. Z asks, hi, good morning or whatever. I wish it was still morning. I hope you're doing good. I'm doing pretty good. Could you please describe exactly what you look like right now through your lens? Very slowly. Hair tussled. Are you wearing a chain, shirtless? What is the band of your trousers / basketball shorts sitting? Are you wearing socks? Are you in a chair or on a bed? Are your legs spread? What are your fingers doing? Thank you kindly. So right now, I am not where I typically am for recording. I wish I was home, but I'm not home. I'm kind of out and about. So I'm not where I typically am. I'm recording on the floor. Because it's comfy. My back's pressed up against a wall. I'm wearing boxers and kind of like long pajama pants right now. The boxers are sitting above, like you can see the band of the boxers above the pajama pants. They're sitting like, I guess, low on my waist. I'm sitting on the floor. The laptop's sitting right next to me. The mic is hanging right here. I am shirtless because I literally just got out of the shower. I just got back to this room about like 40-ish minutes ago. So, I was just getting ready for just kind of wind down for the night. My hair, I washed it. So it's a bit of a mess right now. So I gotta do stuff to it still. So I'm a little wet, but it's not terrible. I'm not wearing any chains right now. Am I wearing socks now? I'm not a big sock guy. I don't love wearing socks. I love being barefoot. I don't know. I like feeling grounded. I like feeling the ground with my feet. I don't know. There's something to it. What else? Are my legs spread? Kind of. I got one leg straight and the other, like, my knee is up. And my left arm is resting on my knee. My hand's kind of, like, falling down. My other hand is kind of like hovering over my laptop so I can hit the randomize button so I can get questions. What are my fingers doing? They're open. My hands are open. It's usually the position my hand is usually in. They're just kind of like resting open. Yeah. What else is there? I'm trying to think. Is there anything else to describe really? The room is kind of dark. The only light I got is from the laptop right now. And a little bit of light spilling in from the window, but besides that, it's pretty dark. This isn't my typical setup. Usually, when I'm home, I'm in bed, and I'm either wearing boxers or nothing at all. Because typically, the way Naughty Gets Into Night ends is kind of with a bang. But this month, being November and all, I can't really end it that way, can I? Which is fine. I'm behaving myself. I'm being very, very, very good. The only question I have is, are you? Are you behaving yourself? Or are you being naughty? Are you doing No Nut November? Or are you going to try to come as many times as you want this month? That's my question for you. Anyway, if you have a question, a naughty question, feel free to ask it. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you want. I hope you have a great rest of your night. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye now.